I saw the Junkies Pulse poll today.
What is it?
On NBCS Washington.
What is the question? I need to
know. About the Wizards. Wizards, of course, got their second straight win yesterday. Are the Wizards finally getting the hang of things after their two-game win streak?
I mean, they beat the Heat and the Magic. Let's not go crazy.
Who are the next three or four games against? Who are the opponents?
Options, by the way, are yes.
Well, Cleveland next.
No, and need to see more. I'm going to say yes. I'm not saying they're going to rip off a 10-game winning streak, but I think...
How quickly do they get to 500?
It might take 15, 20 games.
So you think they get to 15 and 15?
They're better than they were last year. And last year they finished 500. So there's no reason to believe that this team is just going to tank and be a 30-win team.
They're not going to get to 15.
I'm voting for need to see more. I need to see more.
I would agree.
I can't be satisfied with a two-game win streak.
To get to 15 and 15, they need to go 11 and 6.
Need to see more.
Yeah, I don't see 11 and 6. But the next four the next three are all at home. Cleveland, Brooklyn, Portland. Next four, then they play the Clippers. This is a five-game home stretch here.
Retweeted at Junks Radio. You know, we were just talking to John Kime about the Redskins players and their thoughts on the fan base, and the fan base not being that positive, even though the team is 6-3. Wizards fan base chiming in so far, just flat out say no. 54%, 37% seem to be more. I'm in the 9% that say yes. I believe they have turned a bit of a corner, and I'm just putting it on John Wall. Look. All the talk that he was out of shape, and maybe that's true. It's hard to tell. You know, it does look a little bit puffy. I don't know what he weighs in regularly at and what he weighs in during a season, but maybe he is rounding into shape. And Bradley Beal, after the game, I mentioned this quote before.
Well,
said,
let's be honest. He's not puffy. A-Wad is puffy. Okay. To call John Wall puffy.
But
is
relative.
A little bit of a
relative
shot.
To when John Wall is playing at his best. Maybe he has put on a few pounds.
Definitely
but Beal
thicker.
Said, you all pissed him off. That's all your fault. He's going to come out and play like Wolf Wall. That's what we needed him
Wolf
to do.
Wall.
I'm happy you all lit a little flame up under him. He got us going.
All right. Well, I'm going to venture to say, you know, he's playing well, of course. But the defense is a little bit better, marginally.
Right.
Because they're only giving up 109, 110, whereas before they were getting up like 125. So
and part of that's Dwight Howard coming back.
They took it, the preseason is shorter, and maybe they took it too casually, and that's kind of our impression. We watch the Wizards a lot of times. Don't you feel like they seem like it's too cool to play defense? They just,
oh, yeah.
They coast. It's very casual. And when they have a crisis, and the crisis is you start off the season 2-8, then all of a sudden there's more focus and effort.
2-9.
And Scott Brooks figures a couple things out in terms of the rotation. You're getting that bench production now. I think they're turning a little corner.
But
now
it's
they're
the
playing
NBA.
Playing inferior opponents. I get it.
Right.
I mean, but they were losing to some of these teams before.
65-70% of the NBA sucks.
They lost to Orlando the previous game,
right? And they're going
to
be better than some of these teams on paper, but they're going to lose.
So they've got a
four-game
homestand. Cleveland, as you mentioned, is up next. Then Brooklyn comes to town, and they're without one of their better players now, Caris LeVert. So that helps the Wizards. Portland is here, and then the Clippers.
I'm going to get them to 500. By the midpoint of the season.
So by 20 and 20.
Yes.
Ish.
Yeah.
20 and 20 means
you're only five games under.
Right. 20 and 20 means they have to go 16 and 11.
Yeah, they can go 16-11. I mean, I haven't checked the schedule, but sure. Why not? I'm still holding out hope that Jason and I win that bet.
16-11.
We're not
going to
win that.
45 games. No.
16-11 is ball.
16-11 is ball.
What do you think about this?
You think this team's capable of 16-11?
All right, I think offensively they might be, but defensively they don't. They haven't
shown
that.
Dwight Howard's going to start playing better, and he's playing okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how they do in these next four.
Well, listen to this stretch starting right after Thanksgiving. Saturday, November 24th, the Pellies come to town, followed by the Rockets 2 days later, and then the Wiz go on the road and face the Pellies again. And then they're at Philly.
Well, you forgot Toronto. Toronto, they play at Toronto the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, at Toronto.
That's a tough stretch.
Brutal. They'd be lucky
to take advantage.
2-3 in that stretch.
But you know what?
Lucky.
The next four.
Now, they're going to win some
of those
games.
The next four are all winnable.
Yes.
That's true.
I'm not saying they're going to win all four, but I would have them winning three out of four.
But how many times have they beaten teams, especially at home, that they had to win or they should win?
All the time. Last year it happened on the regular.
They don't beat every team that they're better than all the time. Are you crazy?
No, of course my point is that they lose to those teams all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So on paper, they're better than a lot of these teams, but they're going to lose to some of them.
Yeah, happened all the time.
Yeah,
my
but
point
they
is
also
all the time
beat
last
teams
year.
That they shouldn't.
Correct.
They definitely
I wouldn't be surprised if they beat the Pellies or beat Houston.
I mean, the Pellies are 500.
Yeah, they'll beat one of those teams. Or a couple.
Yeah, but they're 500 Warriors. Against the basically the Western Conference.
16-11.
Right. Better teams.
Like maybe it's not just a Redskins thing. Maybe it's just a D.C. thing that the D.C. fans just always go to the negative. I mean, I think that's really low, but only 9% believe that they are possibly turning the corner.
Well, they've got this strung together two wins in a row. That doesn't inspire a ton of confidence.
Okay, but it's early in the season. Maybe you do figure things out.
How can you say they're
just
turning the corner?
It's the same cast of donks.
You just don't know.
Generally speaking, it's basically the same dumb team.
Okay. Last year they won 41 games and John Wall missed half the season.
Yeah.
They should have been better.
Yeah. It's hard.
Year before they were a 5 seed, I believe.
Yeah.
Come on, EB. Get that Bullets fever, man. Come on. You're my guy in here.
Washington fans are not thinking about the Wizards. They're thinking about the Skins.